So we continue today in Simon Kuf Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Asra Le Siv Kuf Beis Siv Aleph. Asra Le She Besochar Ba'amushal Mespavel. It is prohibited to sit within Dal Ram 6 feet of someone who's davening Shmona Esrei. Bein Milafanov, Bein Minatzdod, Bein Milacharov. This is true in front of him, from the sides, and even behind him. Tzarech Laharchik Da'ar Ba'amos. One should really distance themselves Dal Ramas from where a person is davening Shmona Tfilos. But if a person is involved with things that are aspects of tefillah, then so the idea is if a person himself is davening, then one is not obligated to go ahead and distance themselves. So he goes ahead, he says, v'yesh matir, others permit this, but v'yesh matir ba'osik b'torah, and others say that so too. If one is learning, then one is also permitted to sit down even within Dalit Amis of a person who is davening. However, some say that this license, if you're davening or if you're learning, to sit down within Dalit Amis is only to the side of the person who's davening Shmona. But again, opposite the individual, so one should try to avoid this, even again, if one is reciting Shema. Let's take a look at the Berhetiv. So the Berhetiv writes, Hatzdodin, Sivkot and Aleph, Ayin Magin Avram, Vitaz, Ubalakus Ketanz, Chelik Beiz, Vichai Odom, B'chubas Ginas Vrodim, Ubsefer, okay, so skip the Beiz, Tatfilos, V'dafko Emotzi Divrei Torah B'svasala, Maharher Labad, Asher Leishev, So the Berhetiv explains that this license to go ahead and sit within proximity to someone who's davening Shmona Esrei, if one is learning, is only if one is actively learning out loud. One is articulating the words. But if one's just thinking about learning, cognitively learning, then Lamaisa, again, one should try to avoid sitting down within Dalet Amos. B'kriya Shema, Perish HaYoshev. So again, so some say that if one is davening Shema, then again, one would go ahead and try to avoid being in front of someone who's davening Shmona Esrei. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says again in Sifkot and Tes, Afilu Osik, Perish Hayoshiv Neged HaMispala Osik B'Kriya Shema. So essentially what we have over here is a machlokes as to what exactly one is permitted to do within Dalet Amos of someone who's davening Shmona Esrei. So it appears that halacha lemaisa, one could rely on the opinions that say that as long as one is actively involved in learning or one is actively involved in davening, they would be permitted to sit down even within Dalet Amos of a person who is davening. Halacha beis, yesh mi shomer, shema yoshi b'tzadam espalo chalosh mutter. Others say furthermore that if the person who is sitting on the side of the person who is davening Shmona Esrei is weak, then mutter then is permitted to go ahead and sit down under those circumstances. The Berhetiv writes over here in Sivkot in Dalet, chalosh mutter, tzarech iyun da zakin v'chol Okay, so he asked the question from Navi, which we're not going to get into now, but the Berhetiv again seems to question this halacha. Let's see Sif Gimel. Im Yoshev Yashav Kvar va'amad zeh betzido ino tzarech lakum shehari zeh ba bigvulo u'mikol makom midas chasidus lakum afilu b'chai gavna. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody was sitting in a particular place first and then someone came over and started davening Shmona Esrei next to him, the person who was sitting need not get up and relocate because he was there first and the person who's coming to daven essentially infringed on his space. However, again, the Rama says there's a midas chasidus, there's an attribute of piety to even move under those circumstances. Halacha dalad, asur la'avor kinegid ha'mispalam soch arba amos dafka lifneihem. The halacha is that one is not supposed to pass in front of someone who is davening Shmona Esrei within dalad amos of one who is davening Shmona Esrei, v'dafka lifneihem. But this halacha only applies when one passes in front of the person davening Shmona Esrei, v'abitzideihem, but to pass on the side of such an individual, mutar la'avor v'la'amod. One is permitted to go ahead and pass by and even stand in place. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Berhetiv writes over here, Mispalim Sivkot and Vav, Imutra La'avor Negar Asal Kishay Shmakim Gavoa Yutvach and Berachav Dalid Lefanov, Pasek Balachos Ketanos Chilak Avto Aser, Afal Mispalu Hu B'makom Kazeh Esher the Mutar Lavo Lefanav. So he deals essentially in a situation where, let's say, the person who's davening Shmon Esrei is in a separate Rishus. Let's say he's technically in a separate domain. So are you permitted to pass in front of him under those circumstances? So it appears that there's room to be Mekel. So bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa, one should not pass in front of someone who's davening Shmon Esrei within Dalar Amos, within 6 feet. In terms of the halachas of sitting within Dalar Amos of somebody who is davening Shmon Esrei, it appears that as long as one themselves is either davening or learning, one is permitted to go ahead and sit either in front of or in the back of or to the side of one who is davening Shmona Esrei. But again, that's only if one is actively davening or learning. If one is not doing any of those things, one should be careful not to sit within Dalet Amos of a person who is actively davening Shmona Esrei. If a person is weak, of course, the Aloha allows for such an individual to be able to sit within Dalet Amos as well, out of a din of Kavod Abrios, respect for the individual who is ill or in a weakened state. All right, so we will stop over here, and Mir Hashem will pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.